This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's the American Family Farmer Show. This week, a focus on a beef operation in Texas. We'll get to the owner of that in a few minutes. But first, the news. I try to start each of our hours and our visits together with some of the important news stories. Some farmers who received payments from the president's farm bailout program had previously been convicted or accused of fraudulently getting government agricultural subsidies. My God, what a disgrace this whole thing is. It's so embarrassing. Three farm operations accused of violating federal farm subsidy rules apparently got more than $300,000 in payments. Remember, there was $28 billion that was in the agricultural bailout that started actually last year, trying to blunt the impact of the trade war. But it is a disgrace the way this thing's, this has been handled so badly. Money has gone to so many places. It's so corrupt. So anyway, farmers supposed to lose all eligibility for agricultural programs if they're convicted of felony or fraud, any of that stuff, barred from USDA programs. The fraud cases are relatively small when you look at the money, but $300,000 is $300,000. And so a lot of the farmers are upset where the money went. And so the farm groups, the National Farmers Union, to a lesser extent, American Farm Bureau, trying to get to crack down on some of these violations. That's basically the fraud violation. The Environmental Working Group's Farm Subsidy Database, which compiles annually formal records, has requested from the USDA all kinds of information that the USDA is very slow in preparing. There were 600,000 farmers and others who got money from the market facilitation program, the Trump farm bailout. For example, a Kansas farmer convicted of crop insurance fraud last year got $250,000 in payments last year after he was convicted of fraud. An Iowa farmer convicted of crop insurance fraud the year before got $13,000. An Illinois farm paid $5.5 million to settle allegations of bilking a commodity subsidy program got $62,000 from this program. The crop insurance fraudsters can get government checks without, there's no check on the checks. It really is an outrage, a complete outrage. Farmers who are dire straits. We all know the situation on the family farm, and we all deserve some help from bad choice. Even though most of us agree that the Chinese on the other side of it, the real sort of not necessarily farming or agriculture, but the reality is the Chinese are screwing us when it comes to trade. So Trump fixing that is good. But the way the bailout was done didn't fix the problem for lots and lots of American farmers. So I thought you ought to know the fraud and the information that has been secured. And who knows what's going to be done. Hopefully they get the money back and redistribute it. That would be my help and my hope. I'm Doug Steffen with another great American story. This time it comes from a guy named Mike. All right, you know, Mike Lindell is the inventor of MyPillow. This is a guy that was down and out. He was trained as a traditional engineer. Somehow he got hooked on drugs. He's written a book about it. In fact, you can get the book at MyPillow.com. Tells his story and the story of his invention. And now, fast forward to the early part of 2020, and MyPillow has become so successful. Again, a great American story. All kinds of products at MyPillow.com, and all of them are right now on sale. It's the BOGO sale, the first annual BOGO sale. It's buy one, get one free. Doesn't make any difference whether it's pillows, whether it's mattresses, sheets, mattress toppers, duvet covers, bath towels, the pet beds. It's you anything that's in the catalog, you can buy one and get another one free. This is going to, I think they're telling us it's about a month they're going to have this sale. Exclusive offers, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, buy one, get one free. Have some fun, buy all the supplies you need, and you get everything basically at half price. That's a good deal. All at MyPillow.com, using the promo code DJV. We travel to Texas right after this.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week to go through a lot of the important information that's available for family farmers. I distinguish myself from the big corporate agricultural entities, which in my mind are not anywhere near the farming heritage that I have, that I come from, and that I enjoy still today. So this is for people who connect family, farms, and food. And because of that, every week we talk to somebody who has, in my opinion, become successful in the fight to survive. So we're going to go through the information and the experience of a fellow named Tanner Klemke, who is the owner with his wife, Catherine, of the 1915 farm. You know, Tanner, I was thinking at the outset here of our conversation, I have a company that I started in Massachusetts called Commonwealth Farm 1761. It happens to coincide. The company is strictly going to be growing hemp and cannabis and that sort of thing, but it is it's a flashback. It's a tribute, if you will, to the days when farmers could grow things like hemp and actually be independent, if you will, without all of the government interference that has made farming kind of dicey for a lot of people. I don't know. I think in your case, you came to it later on. Tell us a little about your background as we get into why it is that you have gone into farming and what you're doing that's successful. But what's your background?
By the way, that's really cool about the hemp farming operation. Tying the name back to a year, that's kind of exactly what we did with 1915 Farm. So my background, I have an English degree, so not your typical farming background.
Well, I have one too.
My wife Catherine has a business degree. So after college, my wife was in pharmaceutical sales, and I was in oil and gas. Oil and gas is really big down in South Texas. And we did that for a couple years, around 5 or 6 years or so. And a big part of our story is actually my wife's pharmaceutical sales background. So she ran through the circuit, pushing drugs for big pharma, basically.
I love the way you say that, because that's really what it is. It's nice that you woke up to it, or she woke up to it, and did it at a fairly young age, because it's a good way to make a lot of money. And so, you know, if you, and I don't want to say it's lack of consciousness, because that's unfair. It's not my business why people do whatever they do. You do what you do. But obviously both of you had a change in stream of consciousness thinking, perhaps. Maybe that was it. Or maybe you just didn't like what you were eating. Maybe a little of both, huh?
Right, yeah. And like you said, I mean, they were excellent jobs, and we were very, very grateful to have had them. But one of the benefits of her being in that industry, so she actually sold diabetes medication, and so she became very well versed on that disease and the way that it affects people and how their lifestyles really have an impact on that disease, and a big part of that is diet. So it was a huge part in us kind of getting on the journey to figuring out how the way we eat affects our bodies. And so we kind of went down the rabbit hole that a lot of the sustainable meat farmers go down these days, which is, you know, documentaries, Joel Salatin books, all of that, and really tried to figure out why we were eating the way we were and how we could do something about it to make ourselves feel better about where our food came from. And so we started off, you know, raising animals for ourselves at first. We had a couple of chickens, a couple of pigs, you know, a couple head of cattle, and really just started kind of gauging local interest in locally grown food.
Now, where are you again? Tell us where you are. Spotlight the city that you're, the town you live in.
So we live in Myersville, Texas, which is a town of about 70. It's very small, but geographically, for people not familiar with Myersville, because no one is, it's about halfway in between San Antonio and Houston kind of area. So,
okay.
So South Texas.
So here I am thinking, because I have some deep connections to Stephenville, which is south of Dallas on your way west and perhaps south. And I'm thinking in my mind that's a fairly small community, although it's where the Texas A&M Ag College is. And I'm thinking the land there is very good, suits what you're doing. And I don't know, Houston has never been an attraction for me. I don't like, there's nothing about Houston that I've ever liked or wanted to, I mean, I've spent time there, but it doesn't appeal to me. But this area that you're talking about of Texas, and there's rolling hills, lots of great pasture land, if I'm in the right area, and I think I am, right? Didn't you have a beautiful rolling hills down there and a great pasture land?
Yes, sir. Lots of pasture and big oak trees.
Yeah, right. Yeah, fabulous trees. Okay, so I got my head into the right picture. All right, hold on a second. I want to do a couple of quick things, and we'll continue. I want to send people to your website, which is 1915 Farm. The numbers 1915 and then farm.com. On social media, Instagram at 1915 Farm and Facebook.com/1915 Farm. It's a nice experience. You'll see and learn a lot about their beef business, chicken, pork, that sort of thing. Why is it they do what they do, and why are they successful? That's the story we're telling here with Tanner Klemke.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the farm.
Moving along now on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Tanner Klemke, the owner with his wife, Catherine of 1915 Farm. So you gave us your background, and now we are into how you have decided to2% milk or 0% fat milk, because that's better for them and they won't get fat. Well, come to find out that's exactly the opposite of what's true. The regular full-flushed milk is what is most available, what's most practical and what's best for your children. So I wonder where all of these various milks, and I put in quotation marks, these liquids like the banana milk come in when it comes to health. They taste good, but do they offer the same sort of nutrition that you can get from drinking a glass of whole milk?
Relative to kids, I mean, we put on our package that it is not a substitute for infant milk. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I mean, the kids do need the fat from the milk to, you know, for brainstem growth and health. And so, I mean, our product is more geared towards, you know, adults, 15 plus. And that's what it's for. I mean, we use it, you can drink it by itself. You can have it in a smoothie, on cereal. You know, we're not really saying that it's a substitute. It's a part of your diet like anything else. We're not an extremist in any way. You know, we don't go out there and say, hey, don't drink this, drink that. We just provide a product which we feel tastes great. We know there's a lot of people out there, including myself, that grew up and still do today eating bananas every day.
Yeah, I have a banana every day. I love bananas. Yeah. I have one every day.
If you're going to eat a banana every day, like a lot of people do,
why not drink a banana?
I say, try this. Why not drink a banana?
Drink a banana.
You know, we put the oats in it. We put the vitamins into it. I mean, we have 60% of the recommended daily allowance of vitamin B12. And that's something you have to get from, you know, as a supplement or eat it in something else, your body is not generating B12.
No.
But it's also the one of the most important vitamins out there. It helps your body convert food into energy. So if you're lacking B12, you're going to be sluggish, you're going to be tired. So for students out there, you know, taking exams or going to class, pay attention. You got to have your B12. It's good for athletes. I mean, I drink this stuff when I go to the gym. I used to drink water, you know, like everybody else does. You drag around a bottle of water, but now I sip on a little 8 ounce banana milk while I'm working out. And I got to tell you, and my friends now all swear by it, and people I talk to that I got hooked on this, they have better workouts. They're less fatigued. You got the potassium in there for recovery.
Yeah.
That's really what this product is for. You want to make a smoothie. You don't want to start buying a million things. You pour this into some protein and boom, you got yourself a smoothie all ready to go.
Next half hour, I want to get into some of the other kinds of products that supposedly are substitutes for milk or being sold against milk, the so-called milk wars. As we have the drinking, I don't like goat's milk, for example. I'd rather drink cow's milk. It depends on what you've grown up around. And a lot of the millennials are probably responding well to your message. Steve Gellerman, founder of Ian's Natural Foods, with Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 7th. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In light of uncertainty over the coronavirus, President Trump meeting with airline executives at the White House.
People are doing a lot of domestic business now. I can tell you, they're staying in this country. They feel safe.
Meanwhile, a briefing from Vice President Mike Pence, who is leading the White House task force on the coronavirus.
Now, all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
In other news, the Democratic field of candidates for 2020 shrinks after the Super Tuesday shakeup. Joe Biden winning 10 states, Bernie Sanders winning 4, Mike Bloomberg, who only wins in the territory of American Samoa, drops out of the race. And another wild session on Wall Street with the Dow gaining 1,173 points. That's a gain of about 4.5%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey.
Questioning milk and what is it? What's it all about? Steve Gellerman is here, founder of Ian's Natural Foods on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. So beside banana, and I've noticed that some of the other companies, the big companies, are probably trying to push you around a little bit here. Nestle's is into a banana-flavored milkshake. But it probably has a lot of chemicals in it. I'm guessing yours doesn't have anything. So, now you got to read the label. That's the thing. Always, no matter what you're buying, read the label. That's the smartest thing you can do. Anyway, you have not any neighbors. it would seem. So how do you, the practical side of your living and the social side of life, I'm guessing you both are in your 30s, it looks like you are. So how do you square having lived the way you did before and now living, I understand it's a choice, much healthier, but what about social? What about, you're both young, attractive people, you must want to have others in your life. I don't know if you have children or not, but how do you speak to the things that are not necessarily of the farm, but help to make the farm? That is social beings. We want to continue our healthy contact with social beings. How do you do that down there?
Yeah, that's a good question. We are pretty isolated out here, and neither one of us grew up in the area, so all of our friends and family are about 2 hours away. Mm-hmm. Honestly, some of our best friends are our neighbors that are in their 70s. And
okay.
So they've been a big help on us starting this journey. We've leaned on them quite a bit, and over the past couple of years, we've grown really close with them. And it's kind of funny to tell our parents, like, our best friends are 70 years old, but I mean, that's the reality of it. You don't, when you live out in the middle of nowhere and you only have a few neighbors, you can't be too picky.
That's right, exactly. So you and I could be friends on any number of levels, our backgrounds, but age, I guess, fits right in. Let me ask you about the way you prepare the meat. Who's your customer? I'm looking at what your consumer knows. I see you ship a lot of stuff out. You even provide, the websites provide recipes for things. I think this is very clever, actually. It's good marketing. So who's your customer?
Just your average middle-class family. A lot of people associate the premiums that grass-fed beef and pasture-raised meats pull to being for the higher income. But our customer is really not a high-income customer. It's a middle-class customer that cares enough about where their food comes from to justify paying the extra couple dollars a pound for it. And and marketing is everything for us because, as you mentioned, we ship almost 100% of everything we sell is shipped either across Texas or across the United States. So being in front of our customers on social media and email is an absolute necessity.
Is that how are you both savvy when it comes to social media? And is that what you basically use to promote your product and what you're doing? So the people, if they, you know, if you want to buy from you, they would find you on social media. Do you have any other form of promotion?
It's pretty much social media and email lists. I mean, we're in front of that all day, every day, for better or worse, but transparency is the biggest part of our business. And we find that people buy from us not because of necessarily what we offer, for sale, but because of who we are and how we raise our animals.
The essence of certification, I guess, in a manner of speaking, Tanner, we're all so used to the government being involved, and I wonder how you go through your process of preparing the beef. You grow it, I understand, on the farm. Do you slaughter it there and prepare it there?
For shipping and selling off-farm, we have to have our animals processed at a USDA or a state-inspected plant, so... Mm-hmm. No, we can't resell it if we were to slaughter it here. So we kind of leave that to the people that know what they're doing.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. How did you decide what you wanted for cattle? I noticed you have different breeds. You got some Angus, among other things. But how did you decide, or does it make a difference to you? Were you just buying calves and raising them, and as long as they're raised properly, it doesn't make much difference what breed they are?
Breed down here, it's kind of two factors, one being the climate. So typically in Texas, you want something that has a little ear on it. And so most people are running something with a Brahman influence, whether it be like 1/8 Brahman or something small enough to add some heat tolerance. Angus and Beefmaster breeds are very popular down here. So the second factor is kind of what regional availability, what we have available. So we're not shipping animals from across the state.
Right.
So those are probably the two most important factors. And then, you know, Angus is such a renowned breed for taste as it is. So we kind of stick with what's available and what does well here in our climate.
Well, I wonder about your connection to the animals. Looking at pictures of you and your wife and you're interacting with the animals, I mean, you don't get a relationship with a chicken, and you're not likely to, although some people have a relationship with a pig. What happens if these animals come into the... I'm a dairy guy, and I don't slaughter anything, and I don't eat any meat. But that's just me, my preference. I don't tell people what to do or how to live. I believe these animals are strongly connected to me. When you have them around, like cows, you got to have them around a couple of years anyway before you slaughter them. So if you and your wife get to be friendly with a cow, what do? You still slaughter it or do you keep it for a pet?
We get asked this a lot. So on our farm, nothing that will be turned into meat gets a name, first of all. because that gives you a connection that is really hard to break. Honestly, when we started doing this, like that was a pain point. It was hard to overcome. Like you do grow attached to the animals because, like you mentioned, cattle is at least 24 months before they're ready for harvest, and then pigs are about 8 to 9 months in our operation. And pigs, especially, they have such personalities. It's hard not to get attached to them. But So we kind of see it as the lesser of two evils. Like, we've made a conscious decision that we are meat eaters and we're going to continue to eat meat. And we feel that a big problem and a big reason that our food system is the way it is right now is because it's so easy to be disconnected from it and not have to face the realities of how that meat comes to your table. And so we've chosen, and our customers have chosen, to eat meat, but they want to eat meat that they personally know how it was raised, and that is the most important part to them. And so also, if they're going to eat it, they want it to be raised the best way possible.
What they want. Yeah, exactly, because it goes into your body. You are what you eat. All right, in the final few minutes we have, in a moment or two, I want to talk about the work that you do on the farm other than raising the animals. Right now I want you all to focus on your teeth and your smile. You are a coffee drinker, are you? Or you are a tea drinker, or maybe a red wine drinker. There are a lot of things you can do to maintain your teeth, going to the dentist checkups. But the whiteness, what kind of whitening system, or have you even thought about it? You're looking at your teeth and they're yellow and they're kind of ugly. Would you be comfortable trying something that used a tray? Probably not. I find the whitening trays to be horrible. You have a simple way in the product that's presented to you as Power Swabs. Power Swabs comes in a tube. It's a unique, all-natural formula developed by a dentist for his clients and other dentists, and now available to the public by calling 800-208-1797. You'll be getting a guaranteed natural product and nothing really compares to Power Swabs. It rehydrates your enamel as it cleans it and whitens it. Put it on, swab it on a couple of minutes. Within 5-6 minutes, you'll notice your teeth becoming more white. You keep doing it every 4 or 5 days, and wow, before you know it, you got a brand new smile. If you want to get that smile you deserve, call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs right away. If you don't like it, send it back. Get your money back, but it'll work. I know it will. Works for me. It'll work for you. Use the DJV code. Get 40% off and another $10 plus free shipping for each and every group. There's a kit of tubes that comes with Power Swabs, or that's the way the Power Swabs are delivered. 800-208-1797 is how to get the best smile delivered to you.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA NA. What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
And Sport 420, see store or staples.com/March Print Deals for details.
Back to Tanner Klemke, who along with his wife owns a 1915 farm down in Texas. And I guess I'm interested in what else you do. The growing of these animals is complex, but there are feed needs. Some people who have a farm like yours choose to hire it done. Other people want to know what they're feeding their animals. That was always the case with me. I wanted to grow all my own feed. It drove a lot of people nuts because I wanted to see what, you know, what we could do with what we have to work with. How about you? How do you do it?
So we don't have enough land to grow our own feed, but we work with a local feed mill that uses local farmers for all their grain, and we have a really good relationship with them. So our cattle are not supplemented feed. They're 100% grass-fed, grass-finished, but our pork and chicken do need supplemental feed to get to market weight, and we feed non-GMO grains, mostly blends of peanut meal, oats, Milo, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah. So how are you, when it comes to the future, how optimistic are you? You've been doing this how long? Now, this is your only means of making a living, right? You and your wife both dedicated to this. This is how you live. Am I correct?
Correct. Yes. Yes, yeah. Sir.
So how are you doing, and what does the future look like for you?
Well, we're definitely optimistic. Our business has tripled 2 years in a row. So we definitely have forward momentum. The tricky part, though, is what conventional ag is going to do as the organic and grass-fed and pasture-raised movements become bigger and bigger. So,
you know what? I will tell you something. If it were me, I'd ignore them because they can't. They lie, cheat, and steal whatever they can. These big ag outfits, the commodity outfits. That's why people come to you. The locavores love whether they tell you, they got to tell you that they love what you're doing. And I think that you, as long as you keep educating, this is Uncle Dougie talking to you like I was your uncle. I used to sell raw milk on my farm. I ignored what was, even though the big milk guys around were trying to put me out of business, I ignored them. I just did my own thing and I promoted. And to this day, even though I don't sell because of other things not having to do with the cows or the quality, I just couldn't keep the help. So I don't do raw milk anymore, but we had a fabulous ice cream business, and that's now carrying more of the weight of the farm. It just is, you got to adopt to what your needs are, how you can succeed, because there are changing farmer needs. They'll shape your future, but stick to your guns, kid. That's what I would tell you. I think you've done a fabulous job. You both, the website is fabulous, what you're doing there with the families, and you do your educational tours. People need to know and want to know what the heck is going on the farms that are around them and where the food comes from. And so the more of that we can promote, all of us collectively, I think the better served we are. So good luck to you, Tanner, and best to your wife, Catherine. Keep up the good work at the 1915 Farm. Again, the website is 1915farm.com, facebook.com/1915farm.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
So, it isn't often on the American Family Farmer that we devote much time to music other than the stuff that comes with our musical introductions to each segment that comes from one of my favorite ag performers, if you will. This lady is Tennille Towns, who in this song, In My Blood, is paying a tribute to generations of women who have worked in agriculture. This is a brand new song on the market, and I wanted you to be aware of it because I'm betting a lot of you. The program is pretty equally listened to by men and women on the farm, so women may run out and get this. You want points with your lady, Mr. Farmer. Go find this, download this song, or find it in some musical circumstance and give it to your wife as a tribute. When you listen to the lyric line, you understand why it is as important as it is to recognize all the women who have worked in agriculture over the years. I certainly saw it as a kid growing up. The release of this song coincides with the beginning of National Future Farmer of America Week, celebrating the 50 years of women in the FFA specifically. Tennille Towns says, it's an honor to have written this song with the heart of a woman who has agriculture in her experience and agriculture on her mind. And for me, these women that I sing about inspire and shape all of us. Makes me think of the strong women in my life that I grew up looking up to, in fact, the ones who made me believe anything is possible. I love those women in my life. I hope you like them and have them in your life. Anyway, this song, In My Blood, follows some recent Town singles, Jersey on the Wall, I'm Just Asking, which was the number one song in Canada, where she comes from, and then this song, which is called White Horse, that has some connection, obviously, to agriculture and her love of horses. This is another on her most recent EP, Road a Lemonade Stand. That was released in February. Includes studio versions of a song called Somebody's Daughter, as well as a cover of Keith Urban's Stupid Boy. But this is her own song, White Horse.
I was waiting on my day.
It's a kind of good country pop song. I think that she is in that, she certainly is in that world. She's going to be, by the way, those of you who have not heard of her before, Tennille Towns is going to join Alan Jackson in Sugarland for dates, headlining tours, that sort of thing, over the course of the summer. And during it, I wouldn't be surprised if she showed up at Farm Aid, actually, in September on the strength of the song In My Blood. Actually, those guys, the old guys, Mellencamp, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, they need a little help from some younger women to get some younger women to come to Farm Aid. Frankly, I know a lot of people go. I've been to a couple of them and I like them, but there's the last one I went to, Mavis Staples was singing, and that was good, but there weren't a lot of young. There's so many good, talented young country artists in the market today that would support and be well thought of in the farming community. I expect they'd want to show up. I was looking at some of the most influential women in agriculture and what they're doing and how they're doing to fill our food tank. Most of us know now the role of women as I was a kid growing up in the farm. They mostly handle the books and, you know, stuff like that. But today, there are certainly more roles for women. Women owning farms. Women milking cows. Women, I talked to a woman on this program a year or so ago who was gay. She and her partner were running, I think they had a 14-acre produce farm in New York State. And I was really inspired by what she was doing. There are so many problems to entry for both men and women, but more so for women. I think we got to open up our minds a little bit more to the idea of female farmers and ag women. So maybe in doing this song from Tennille Towns and focusing a bit on the news about what role women are playing in farming, we got a chance to get you more worked up. This is the American Family Farmer Show with a focus on food, farming, and families. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.